This is the bonus Friday, October 15th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got everything you need to know in 10 minutes. Of course, you know, Mike Clay and I, we always go long on prop bets. We like heading into week six of the NFL season.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Last week, we went 20-2, Michael, which means on the season, we're 71-49, and we are at 59%. Baby, let's keep it going.
Love it. Let's keep going.
All right. Let's start off. You know, listen, I know a lot of times people get frustrated with, oh, 9 a.m., 9:30 a.m. football game. Well, how are you going to enjoy it? You're going to enjoy it because, A, you're going to gamble on it, and there's some prop bets that you can play on it. So I'm just going to throw this out. I know you don't have a play in this matchup. Miami going up against the Jags across the pond. I like Trevor Lawrence over 20.5 completions. He's hit over 20 completions in three of his five games. And as we both know, the Dolphins' defense is horrendous. Also, Marvin Jones Jr., anytime touchdown, and that's at plus money, at plus 175. He has seven end zone targets in 5 weeks. So those are two of my favorite prop bets for that matchup. Do you like either of those, Mike?
Yeah, you said I'm close on the pass attempt line. So that one is actually really close, probably in a void for me. I'm a tiny bit on the under on the pass attempts, but, you know, it's a close call. I know no major qualms with it.
Okay, so that'll get us started in the morning, and then hopefully you're playing with house money. And the first game we're going to dive into is Cincinnati going up against the Lions. I'm all over Jamar Chase here. He has been an absolute beast, number one wide receiver in the NFL in regard to yards in man coverage. Now he's going to be able to play on a fast track in Detroit, and he's getting the targets, the connection, the chemistry between him and Joe Burrow. It's like, you know, they never left LSU. So I like over 5.5 receptions, again, at plus money, actually at even money, over 73.5 receiving yards at minus 115. And also, I like Joe Burrow to rush for over 7.5 rushing yards. He averages 3 carries a game, and I think he'll be able to do it this week as well. So I'm playing Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow. What are your prop bets in this matchup?
Yeah, so this is going to sound like maybe you think you hit last week's podcast by accident, because I'm going Joe Burrow under a pass attempts, under completions, under passing yards. And look, I had to go back to the well here, Anita, because we got a major bad beat last week. With just seconds left in this game, we had all 3-1, and he went over on, I believe it was completions first, if I'm not mistaken, late in regulation on that last drive where they were just trying to get in the field goal range. And then the game went to overtime and we lost all three of them. So it was a rough beat for sure in that game against the Packers. But here's the thing. I think we can get them all again this week. I still like the under. I still think these lines are too high. He's been below 36 pass attempts in 4 of 5 games. He's averaging 29. He's been below 24 completions. These are all the lines that I'm this week that I'm laying out here in 3 of 5 games. And he's been below this passing yardage total, 283, in 4 of 5 games. They're a run heavy offense. They're a competitive team. And Burrow is just not throwing a lot of passes. And by the way, they're playing the Lions, not a good defense, right? Well, they've yet to face more than 34 pass attempts in a single game. And only Kirk Cousins got over 24 completions. He had 25 last week. And again, that was a game, that went to overtime. That was a few weeks ago, but nonetheless, they've allowed this passing yardage total in only 2 of 5 games, but they're at 269 per game. Nonetheless, you know, all of this sort of adds up to the unders for Joe Burrow. I just think these lines are too high.
Well, with your unders, I hope that all the concentration will be on my Jamar Chase for him to hit those overs. Kansas City and that Washington football team, I'm all over Heinicke. I'm going to be playing Heinicke in a lot of DFS. I like over 267.5 passing yards. Kansas City, second worst defense against the pass. They're just horrendous. Their secondary, their pass rush. Heinicke's going to be like a school kid in a playground, chucking that rock all over the joint. Over 35.5 passing attempts. He had 41 last week. He's passed for over 267 yards twice so far this season since he's gotten the start, of course, with the Washington football team. And we need to – another thing I want to throw your way, we gave out the Ricky Seals-Jones over receptions, over yards right here. And I told people, hashtag run, don't walk. Go get them on your DFS or pick them up on your fantasy team. If you didn't listen to us, you were fighting for him probably on Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. But I'm going back to that well. Over 34.5 receiving yards for Ricky Seals-Jones. And also, I want to get your thoughts on this. DeAndre Carter, 8 targets last week, 4 for 67, ran routes on 72% of the dropback passes and had 120 air yards. Now, you've got Gibson who's dealing, Antonio Gibson dealing with a shin. You've got Terry McLaurin dealing with a hamstring. You got De'Ami Brown dealing with a knee. Curtis Samuel's out. I'm just throwing it out here. There's no prop bets out for DeAndre Carter. I'm going to keep an eye on them, Mike, as we get closer to game time. I'll tell you that. But I just think DeAndre Carter could be a sneaky good play this week. I really do. So I just want to throw that name out there and keep an eye on, you know, if any prop bets hit anywhere for you to jump on. And I would be on the overs for those as well, because, you know, this is a Washington team that's dealing with a bunch of injuries to a lot of weapons that Heinicke likes to toy around with. What are your plays in this matchup?
Yeah, first of all, I tend to agree. It just depends on who plays, right? Terry McLaurin, questionable. We'll see if he goes. And De'Ami Brown was out last week. That's why Carter played so much, or part of why he played so much. Curtis Samuel is going to be out for this game. So we'll see how that sorts out. But I'm with you. If he's a top 2 or 3 receiver this week, that would make sense. I'm going with on the Chiefs side here. Darrell Williams over 11.5 carries here. Last week played 32 snaps at 5 carries and 5 targets, but it was a very poor game script, of course, as they were trailing the Bills on 80% of their snaps. They're about a touchdown favorite this week against Washington. So more carries. It's going to be Darrell Williams ahead of Jerick McKinnon getting those carries. And assuming they're not struggling to lead in this game, he should be able to hit this mark. I'm at 14, so a pretty decent gap here. Keep in mind, Washington has the opposing lead back against Washington has hit 13 carries in all 5 games this season. Of course, Williams will be the lead back for the Chiefs.
That was one of my favorite prop bets that I submitted for our column this week. That you can get that column on ESPN.com. How about this? I'm curious to get your thoughts, because I'm with you with the over 11.5 carries, but how about over 47.5 rushing yards?
Yeah, just it's all yards are tougher, right? It's all about efficiency. You know, you can rip off one run and get that. Yards are tougher than projecting usage for sure. So that's what makes that tricky. And you said, what is it? Rushing yards? I'm trying to.
It's 47. It's 47.5. I'm not saying it's a play. I just wanted to. I was just curious to see what side you were on there.
Yep, I'm over. I'm at 50, just south of 58 yards. So pretty decent gap there. The juice is not great on it. That, you know, I lean toward. Now it's kind of coming back into my head as I was writing this column. So the juice on carries is much prettier. It's almost even money, whereas you're getting kind of ugly juice on the yardage total. So that's why I lean toward this one.
It's minus 120. So yes. Over 11.5 carries is minus 105. Over 47.5 rushing yards is minus 120. All right, the Rams and the Giants. Hey, now. This Giants defense, they're just so bad. I love Stafford this week. Over 283.5 passing yards, over 2.5 touchdowns, and you get that at plus money at plus 155, which I like. Also, in the rushing attack, you know, how many – there's very few and far between bell cows anymore in the backfield for a lot of these teams. Henderson is one of them. He's getting the lion's share of the touches, over 76.5 rushing yards for him. So, and I know, you know, there's a lot of talk and speculation in regards to Daniel Jones. He has to pass some tests later on this afternoon. But, Mike, even if he passed the test, he's not 100%. first and foremost. So don't be surprised. So just FYI, I would stay away from Daniel Jones this week because, you know, what if he takes another bad hit? What if he doesn't feel 100%? You know, Mike Glennon, this team believes in Mike Glennon, believes that he could come in and perform admirably. But here's my play, Kadarius Toney under receiving yards. He's got a little temper. And this is not going to be a good mix with him going up against Jalen Ramsey. We both know Jalen Ramsey likes to talk a lot of smack. Also, he's dealing with an ankle issue. Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton are expected back. So, and I know he's the last 2 weeks, he's really like taken the NFL by storm. Everybody's talking about Kadarius Toney. I'm fading him this week. Lines are not out yet, and they won't be until Daniel Jones is you know, active or inactive, notified as active or inactive. But regardless of what the line is, I'm playing under for Kadarius Toney this week.
Interesting. That's a guy I was surprised how low people were on him in fantasy this year. He was a first round pick, but people didn't like him for some reason. So I hope you're wrong, Anita, because I'm tired of him in like every single one of my fantasy teams. But
I'm sorry.
I hear you. Tough. It could potentially be a tough matchup, but, you know, Kenny Galladay's out. Sterling Shepard and Darius Sling could be back. I'm curious to see how they move guys around. I don't know if Toney will play outside or inside. With Shepard, we know he has experience doing both, but Toney has experience doing both so far as well. So curious to see. And if he does move around, we're not going to be too worried about Jalen Ramsey. And Darius Williams is out, so we're not worried about him either. But, yeah, I have some props in this one too. I'm going to take, you know, you have Stafford. You like him on the overs here, and it looks like he's going to need a lot of pass attempts to get there. Well, how about one mistake? That's what we need, one mistake. I'm going over at 1.5 interception at plus money here. He's thrown 3 picks this season. He's up to a clean 150 in his career, and he's thrown at least one in 56.1% of his career games. He's also been aggressive the last couple of years, including this season. He pushes the ball downfield, which increases the odds here of a turnover. So like that one. And for the first time this year, I believe, Anita, we're going to go to the kicker well, because whoa, I've avoided these mostly. Nothing has really jumped off the page. Certainly a high variance position, but Graham Gano jumped off the page this week. You can get over 2 made field goals at even money and over 6.5 kicking points at minus 115. Look, he's made at least 2 field goals in 4 consecutive games, and he's reached 7 points in 3 of 5 games. He's also been, and I remember talking with Jordan Renan about this in the offseason on his podcast as we did a season preview, about how underrated this guy is. He's one of the best kickers in the NFL. He nailed 31 of 32 last year and 21 of 23 extra points. I mean, the guy gets to these marks quite often. So you're getting decent juice here. I'm in on the overs on Graham Gano.
I love that you're going with a kicker. Houston and the Colts. Man, do I love Michael Pittman. I loved him coming out of college, and I love him now, and he's finally shining. And we're seeing Carson Wentz kind of come into his own. I'm going over 60.5 receiving yards. He's averaging 7 receptions a game, and he's up there in regard to air yards. So, and you've got a Houston secondary who, let's be honest, I don't think any of their corners would start on any other NFL team. So I love Michael Pittman over 60.5 in receiving yards. And also Jonathan Taylor, I think he has a big rushing day against Houston, over 80.5 rushing yards. What do you have in this matchup?
Let's see. I have, believe it or not, I'm going over on Davis Mills passing touchdowns. The line is 1.5, but it's at plus 180. So if you can get that, go for it. He's reached 2 passing touchdowns only once this season, but it was last week. He tossed 3 touchdowns against the Patriots. He's going up against a Colts defense that we saw just fall apart in the second half last week. They have major injuries at the cornerback position. They've allowed 15 passing touchdowns this season. That's a league high, and they've allowed at least 2 in every game. So if Mills gets it done, he would just make it 6 for 6. They have faced some good quarterbacks, granted, Wilson, Stafford, Tannehill, Lamar Jackson, but they give up 2 touchdowns through the air to Jacoby Brissett as well. So again, if this was, you know, the standard minus 105, minus 115, something like that, I'm not interested, but plus 180 to throw 2 touchdowns against this Colts defense, I will take that risk all day long.
Minnesota and Carolina, a guy I'm looking at is DJ Moore, right? Like over 5.5 receptions, over 75.5 receiving yards. Talk about 2 bad corners for the Minnesota Vikings. It's Peterson Jackson and Breland. And it's not like Minnesota gets a lot of pressure on the quarterback. I think Sam Darnold is going to have a lot of time back there. So I love DJ Moore over receptions, over receiving yards. What do you have here?
I have Sam Darnold, yes, to throw an interception. We've gone to this well a few times this year. I believe we're 1-1 in that department. But look, he's, you know, we're starting to see some cracks the past couple of weeks, right? I mean, he's thrown 5 interceptions the past 2 games. He has 6 for the season. He has more interceptions than he has career starts and a 58% hit rate in terms of throwing an interception. So the Vikings defense playing better the past couple of weeks. So I think there's a chance of a pick here for Sam Darnold. So I'm taking this. It's minus 140. It's not great, but I think there's a good chance he makes one mistake.
The Chargers and the Ravens, the big game this week. Give me Lamar Jackson over 11.5 carries, over 65.5 rushing yards, and any time touchdown. Here's the thing, the Chargers' number one defense against explosive passing plays. In order for Lamar to move the chains and keep up pace with Justin Herbert, who, by the way, I like over 2.5 touchdowns, and also I like Eckler anytime touchdown, Lamar's going to have to run with the football. So Lamar, over 11.5 carries, 65.5 rushing yards, anytime touchdown. Justin Herbert, over 2.5 touchdowns. He has 11 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks. And Eckler, as we know, we've seen such a big part of this offense. Mike Williams is dealing with some injuries as well. So I think Eckler will be an even bigger part come Sunday against the Ravens.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. And look, if your Herbert prop hits here over 2.5 passing touchdowns, mine will probably hit as well, because I'm going back to the kicker well for the second time. Over 1.5 extra points made by Tristan Vizcaino, their kicker. This one is plus money. You can get plus money on the Chargers kicker, the high scoring Chargers kicker, to get to 2 extra points. I mean, we should be able to get that. We've done it this season. I mean, this guy has struggled with accuracy. He's actually missed 4 out of 14 extra points. And Anita, he is still hit 2 extra points in 3 of the 5 games this year. I mean, this is a Chargers offense averaging over 3.5 touchdowns per game. That's 5th in the league. And the Ravens are not shutting down offenses. They have struggled. They're allowing 2.8 per game. So if the Chargers stay on track here and score their new normal usual number of touchdowns, you know, we really only need, they could score 2 touchdowns. As long as he makes the extra points, we got this one. So plus money, I'll take this one for sure.
Dallas and the Patriots, Schultz, their tight end, has been spectacular. He's averaging 8 targets a game the last 3 weeks. He's averaging 6 receptions. So give me Schultz over 4.5 receptions. Also, Dak Prescott over 7.5 rushing yards. It's a lot easier to rush against the Patriots than it is to pass against them. And he rushed 4 times for 35 yards against the Carolina Panthers in week 4. I kind of envision the same game script here in the way that the Patriots are going to game plan for Dak. So over 7.5 rushing yards for him. What do you like in this game?
Yeah, I have quite a few actually on the New England side. So Mac Jones under 1.5 passing touchdowns at plus money. And I'm going to say yes to him throwing an interception. Keep in mind, we've talked about Jones a lot this year. Well, we're 5-1 and up 3.5 units on Jones props alone this season. So we're going to keep going to this well, because the lines are not rectified just yet. He's thrown 2 passing touchdowns in only 1 game this season. And he has 5 interceptions, including 1 in 3 straight games. The Cowboys, who they're facing, lead the NFL with 10 interceptions. So like those, if he's throwing a lot of passes, which he has this season, he's going to go to Jacoby Myers. I like over 5.5 receptions at plus money here. I also like Jonnu Smith over 2.5 catches at plus 150. You know, Myers has been heavily targeted among the target leaders in the NFL this season. So at least six catches in 3 of 5 games this season, and in 7 of 15 outings since he took over in a full-time role last season. So a plus money, I like that. And keep this in mind, Jonnu Smith, major disappointment, right? Certainly from a fantasy perspective. He still hit 3 catches in 3 of 5 games this season and has at least 5 targets in 4 of those games. He's a short area target that increases his catch rate and gives us a good chance to get here. So I like both of those at plus money.
There are 2 other prop bets I want to throw out for the regular slate, and that is you've got the Raiders at Denver. I love Courtland Sutton over 63.5 receiving yards and over 4.5 receptions. One of the top receivers in air yards this season, and his target share is ridiculous, and I think will continue to be so until Jerry Jeudy returns. And then the Green Bay Packers going up against Chicago. Justin Fields, Nagy's just not having him pass the ball. So I'm going under 29.5 passing attempts for Justin Fields. in all the games that he has played, no more than 20 passing attempts. So I'm going under at 29.5. I think that's a winner. In regard to the evening games, the primetime games, Sunday Night Football, Seattle at the Steelers. Of course, Washington now on IR for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Deontay Johnson and Claypool have more value, and it's evident. I know took a hit last week with Deontay Johnson not getting the target share, but I think that changes this week against Seattle. So I like Deontay Johnson over receptions. Again, the number is not out yet. Keep an eye on it, but that's where I'm rolling. Who do you, what are the prop bets you like in the Sunday Night Football game, Mike?
Yeah, so I like both of the Seahawks wide receivers overs. 57.5 receiving yards for Lockett, 61.5 for DK Metcalf. I know we're dropping them expectations with Russell Wilson out, but I feel like we're not correcting for the matchup. The Steelers defense has allowed 196 receiving yards per game just to wide receivers, 221 plus in three of their five games. In fact, eight receivers have reached this 58-yard mark that's set for Lockett against them this season. And it's actually nine if we include Darren Waller. It's about two per game. So my lines are well above my projections are well above these lines. I like both overs.
And then, you know, Monday Night Football, we really don't talk about Monday Night Football because we do have a Monday podcast, but just throwing it out there, you know, here's one thing, Mike. I don't know how this line is at -5.5. It's probably my favorite bet is the Bills this week. And I love the overs, over 2.5 touchdown passes for Josh Allen, over longest reception for Emmanuel Sanders. Also, I think Emmanuel Sanders does find the end zone yet again. He's getting targeted at an unbelievable rate in the end zone, let alone the red zone this season from Josh Allen. Stephon Diggs over receptions and Zach Moss over yards. I don't know. Like, I think this Buffalo Bills team, all of them just have a field day against the Tennessee Titans defense. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that. Was curious to get your thoughts. I'm really excited, especially if you have all those guys on your fantasy roster, should be a good ending to week 6 for you.
Yep, I'm with you. I actually have it Bills -9 is what the line I would set. So I'm with you there. Love the Bills minus 9.
Mike, what gives then? Why is it 5.5?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, Tennessee's played a little bit better as of late. We're giving them some credit for what they've done the past few seasons. And it's a road game for the Bills, although that hasn't mattered much this year. Home field advantage has kind of dissipated as replay has corrected things in recent years. At least I think that's part of what has happened. So that's must be part of it, but yeah, I don't get it either. I'm with you. I think the line is off on this one for sure.
And let's end on this because this news just broke, and that's Rashad Bateman, wide receiver for the Baltimore Ravens, activated off IR. Sammy yes. Watkins has been ruled out because of a hamstring. So Bateman expected to suit up and play this week against the Chargers. Will he be on a pitch count? I anticipate it. This is what's yes. coming out of Baltimore. But let me tell you something. This kid is dynamic. He's special. He's electric. You think Lamar Jackson has put up great numbers so far? Watch out. This kid, with all due respect, this young man is going to take Lamar Jackson to a whole new level, Mike. I can't mm-hmm. wait, as Bart Scott likes to say.
Look, I'm with you. I'm pumped. I have Bateman on a lot of fantasy teams as well. So, yeah, he, by all accounts, he will be limited this week, but you'll see him out there in some three wide sets and get some opportunities. I'm sure they'll throw him a couple passes. So got to keep an eye on him. Hopefully we'll be talking about him, his props in coming weeks.
All right. So again, I know we went really long, but hopefully that's okay. Cause we're 71-49 on the season, 59%. Hopefully that percentage and our win loss is even better in week 6. So thank you so much for tuning in. Please be sure to rate, review, and follow us. If you're enjoying the show, it helps us tremendously. And of course, we'll talk to you guys next week. From Mike Clay, Anita Marks, all of us here at ESPN, good luck in week 6.